Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Problem with Perfect by Beau Parish introduces readers to the path to purpose. That's a six-step process for discovering true meaning in life. The book is a step-by-step guide for finding purpose in the face of imperfection. Written for procrastinators, perfectionists, and people who are generally unsatisfied with the trajectory of life, the book gives readers practical insight on shifting focus away from perfection to purpose, actionable steps for finding the courage to pursue passion and purpose, and Beau's personal account of the results of chasing perfection. Now, after a near-death experience in 2006, Beau has transformed himself from a hospital patient to an elite triathlete. He travels the world competing on behalf of his triathlon sponsors and speaking to audiences on the theme of platform. Beau's personal mission statement is to encourage others to see change as a blessing and not a burden. In addition to his racing and public speaking, Beau is a personal coach to entrepreneurs and athletes alike, as well as a registered investment advisor. He and his wife live in Nashville with their four children. Beau Parish, author of The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose, is our guest on This Week in America. Beau, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure.
Rick, pleasure's mine. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to learn something. I'm taking notes as we're going to talk during the conversation today. You do an excellent job of bringing a book that's an actionable book, and we're going to focus on it during the course of the program. The title of the book is The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose. Talk a little bit about the title and how you came up with that.
Well, Rick, the problem with perfect is that it stops us in our tracks. If we can't have it picture book perfect, then we think, why even try? If the end result is anything less than perfect, then I'm not going to waste the effort that may or may not result in the perfect outcome.
Yes.
And in the lack of pursuit, we paralyze ourselves in the painful present.
You know, and that is so true, and we get hung up on that, and that's why the title really resonated with me when I saw the title of the book, The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose. Beau Parish is the author and our guest on the program. Could you give us sort of a brief description of each step on the path to purpose? There are six, without giving away too much. Give us just a little idea of each one and how important they are and how they all work together.
So in the absence of achieving perfection, one thing that is absolutely essential of all of us is that we do find our purpose. And so this path of six P's is a practical application of how you get from where you are now to ultimately arriving at your purpose. Step one, meaning potential. Now, potential in and of itself is nothing but wasted talent. It only comes about when you pursue that potential, when you step out of your comfort zone and you make the decision to really go after it. Because once you pursue what it is that you think would be something more than potential, at some point you're going to run into the inevitable, and that's pain. More simply put, what's your plan when your plan doesn't go according to plan? Now, Rick, when you can see pain coming before it actually arrives, it makes it a little bit easier to deal with. Not altogether easy, but if it's on the periphery, you can begin to prepare yourself for what lies on the other side of pain, which is step four, perseverance. Perseverance is overcoming anything that stands in our way towards reaching that capacity of purpose. On the other side of perseverance, step five is passion, that which gets us out of bed every single morning. Because once you've found your passion, you reach point six, purpose. And purpose, the way I see it, is your unique ability to enhance the lives of others. We are all here for a very short period of time, and my personal opinion of purpose is how we are best equipped to serve others.
You'll find all of this in Bo's book, The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose. Bo's website is very simple, bo-parish.com. You'll find that on our website, book available at Amazon, the usual places. You can just Google information on Bo and get information on him, the remarkable things he's doing, the remarkable transformation he made in his life, and information on the book. You know, so often we hear people talk about a comfort zone, and I don't like to leave my comfort zone. I want to live in there, and I want to be happy there. Talk about what's wrong with a comfort zone from your standpoint, what you've seen.
So another way we could view the comfort zone is a routine. And one of the things that I encourage my immediate circle of friends, family, business associates is what I like to call rock your routine, which could be as simple as, hey, try getting out of bed on the other side. Try eating something different for breakfast. What about taking a different route to the office or even trying new foods? We ultimately find our way towards what is predictable because there's less risk in knowing what we know. In other words, we don't know what we don't know, and we assume that what we don't know is bad. So we create these comfort zones, which allows us to predict as much as we possibly can. And again, that limits our potential. When we confine ourselves to what is known and we never step off, say we're stealing second base, we're never going to get there with our foot on first. So why not mix it up? Why not rock the routine? Who knows? Something even greater could be resting on the other side had you never have tried anything different.
You talk about an acceptance magnet. What exactly is that? What are we talking about there?
So why are we so attracted to those that affirm what it is that we already feel about ourselves? It's human nature at some point in Maslow's hierarchy of need to fit in, to be with the in crowd, to spend more time in the company of those who already know us, already love us, already think we're great. Why is it so hard for us to put ourselves into unknown territory? Moving to a new state, changing schools, being surrounded by new environments, having to step out of what's familiar is a wonderful way to build character. So the idea of being an acceptance magnet is, sure, we're attracted to where we feel like we are accepted. But if we never branch out, we never are introduced to other areas where we can be accepted. And that comes with simply stepping out of the comfort zone, stepping out of where we're accepted now and finding other ways that we will and can be accepted just by leaving the familiar.
Bo Parish, our guest on the program, author of the book, The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose. His website is bo-parish.com. You can Google, of course, Amazon, the usual places to get a copy of the book. Why do you think most people end up settling for status quo in life? It's like, I'm happy here, and it could be a subconscious decision on their part, but they stay in the status quo and really take away maybe a lot of the joy they'd find in life if they expanded their horizons just a little bit.
So there is such a holding pattern in life, that which we call the status quo. Now, the status quo prevents us from stepping into what I call the messy middle. The messy middle is how we are trying to work out our potential. Miracles can come out of the messy middle. But if we always remain in the status quo and we never step out into the messy middle, then we could potentially be cutting ourselves off from a miracle that could take us to a whole different level as far as character growth, personal development, knocking out items on our bucket list, or just meeting new people who might not have an exact replica of our own upbringing and background, so as not to spend time with people that look like me, that sound like me, that like the same things that I like, because in that is how I define the status quo. And in my personal opinion, that's no way to live a life, because again, it goes back to this comfort zone. How do you know what's beyond the limits unless you actually step out? May not be comfortable, probably won't be, but how can you know anything different if you never know what you don't know?
Exactly. Bo Parrish, our guest on the program, his book is The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose. You talk about the dreamer and the doer. Tell us about those and your thoughts on how we end up in those categories.
So dreams are fantastic, okay? It's born into our souls as children to dream. If you ever ask a five-year-old kid what they want to be when they grow up, chances are you're not going to hear, well, I want to be an accountant or I want to be a librarian. It's a superhero. It's a athlete. Those are the dreamers. And dreams are fantastic because they lay the foundation for what possibly could be. Now, a dream without a plan is nothing more than a dream. So have that dream. Absolutely. In that particular context, let's just substitute dream for what I use on my first step on the path to purpose. A dream could be potential. Go after it. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be pursued, because if it's never pursued, it will remain potential. And as I mentioned earlier, potential is wasted talent. Rick, the worst thing that I could ever imagine is for me to get to the end of my life and to have an observer say, gosh, he had so much potential. Who would have known what he could have done had he actually stepped out and pursued that dream?
Bo Parrish, so much there to talk about and so much there to read. It is a life-altering book. Excellent reviews. The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose by Bo Parrish, our guest on the program. It's always helpful when somebody is there to assist us. You had your wife who was there to help you fuel your passion. Talk about the importance of what she, the role she played in you finding your passion.
So you think about the word encouragement. The root of encouragement is courage. And my particular definition of that word is to give courage away. Matter of fact, it's a huge part of my personal mission statement, which begins with to encourage others. Courage can be seen by outsiders. It can be initiated by outsiders, but ultimately you have to have the courage to step out. My wife, Marietta, has been an incredible source of encouragement as I transition from a sick, chronically ill child, teenager, even college student to where I saw potential to become a semi-professional triathlete. Well, my wife is a registered dietitian. So much with athletic performance and achievement comes proper nutrition. I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't even know how to make a bowl of cereal until I graduated from college. And when I met Marietta, I have now discovered a new passion, which is cooking. She knows what I need in order to compete at the highest level. The three macronutrients: fat, carbohydrates, protein. I wouldn't know how to put those together if it wouldn't have been for her. So she planted the seed, which was encouragement, but ultimately gave me the courage to step out and explore a world that I knew nothing about and now that I absolutely love. Matter of fact, we compete every night over who gets to spend more time in the kitchen preparing the meal, although she wins out more often than not because we also have four screaming little mouths that need to be fed first. But ideal night is for me and her to be alone in the kitchen, putting together culinary masterpieces, much more so her than I, but I am a consummate student of all things nutrition.
Amazing when you get out of your comfort zone, what you can learn and all the opportunities that present themselves in life. I want a couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about the fact that you are an elite triathlete. How do you manage your energy on a day-to-day basis? How do you go about doing that?
Well, so I like to use the term energy management rather than time management, because when it comes to time management, we all have 24 hours a day, and we like to think we're block timing according to specific hours. From 10 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning, I sleep. From 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, I eat breakfast, take care of the kids, get to work. 8 to 5, I work, so on and so forth. Whereas in reality, managing energy is more essential to living a more productive day. When do I feel the best?
Yes.
When am I firing on all cylinders, physically, mentally, emotionally? And in those specific time periods, we can choose our activities based on our energy. Me particularly, I am at my highest energy first thing in the morning, which is why I do my training first thing in the morning. I'm also a very, very poor, I guess, manager of downtime. So I have a hard time turning off. I'm either all on, all off.
Oh, yes.
So my wife
yes.
is helping me to kind of find that third gear. And that third gear comes in just slowing down, just taking a deep breath and enjoying the ride. We have one life to live, and knowing when your energy is at its highest and when it's lowest is very important in order to live the best life that we can live. It's not just about time, it's about energy.
And sometimes that pause button comes in handy. Most of us would fit into the weekend warrior category. What advice do you have for us?
Waiting until the 48 hours that is Saturday and Sunday to live out our dreams. Why can't we be a warrior Monday through Friday? Yes, we all have our responsibilities. Yes, we all have to work. We all have to raise children. We all have to fill in the blank. But it's a personal, gosh, I don't even know how to say it. I guess I could say it's a tragedy to wait to live our life.
Oh, yes.
Until the weekend. Because there's so much more. And again, it goes back to this concept of managing energy, is that we can live the life that we dream of living on the weekend, Monday through Friday. It's just finding those small pockets where your energy is at your highest.
So much wisdom in the book, The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose with Bo Parrish. I'm going to take a couple minutes here at the end. You talk a lot about enough, and we get to the point where we keep pushing and we keep pushing. How do you define enough, and how do you know when we get there? When, okay, we've achieved enough, let's stop.
So this is one of the most important topic subjects that I address with my coaching clients. And it's very tricky because, as you said, if we never stop, or if we never on the front end define enough, how will we ever know if we get there?
Yes.
So with me, enough is synonymous with purpose. So many people start out on a fast track. They dot all of their I's, they cross all of their T's, and they reach levels that they never before thought were possible, professionally, athletically, personally, And then they get to that top level and they think, what now? So what now is so much more than what they originally expected. They never can go back and look at the definition or the expectation of enough. So I encourage people, and when I sit down and plan together with clients, hey, let's define enough right now so we'll actually have some metrics by which to go by and a celebration to live out once we get there. It's like starting a race and not knowing where the finish line is.
Yes.
How do I know how to manage the energy in order to cross that line? So when we personally define our finish lines or enough, we can actually celebrate, slow down, smile, and say, I have arrived. I am now living enough. I have found my purpose. I am living my passion.
I love that. So enough should be at the end, the beginning of the game rather than the end. And I think so many of us push and we figure we'll find enough at some point. And there's so much wisdom in the book. I love what you've done, putting your thoughts down in this excellent book that's receiving rave reviews. The book is The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose by Bo Parrish. That's P-A-R-R-I-S-H if you're Googling. His website is bo-parrish.com. Books at Amazon, the usual places. Bo, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I told you I was going to take notes. I've got a full page of them here. It's been a great experience for me. Thank you for being on the program, sharing all of this with people, and excellent job on the book. Congratulations.
Rick, thanks for your time.
It has been a pleasure. Bo Parrish, author of The Problem with Perfect, How to Shift Your Focus to Find Purpose. Look at his website, bo-parrish.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.